Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson, and I'm waiting for the guests to call in. So how are you doing tonight? Anyway, we're going to talk about video marketing, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to open your eyes to what is really going on. And because video marketing is actually becoming the new trend in just about everything there is. And we're really going to start, it's really getting to be quite interesting, and it's going to be quite fascinating to see how this goes. And speaking of the guest, it's Jessica Brace, and here she is.
Hey there.
Hey there, Jessica. Jessica has been with Tony Robbins, but Jessica has a unique story, but Jessica has expanded into being a very astute video marketer, and she's got a lot of little techniques on what people watch for to expand your video marketing. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Jessica to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Jessica, this is a question, and I was driving down the road when this actually hit me, and I wanted to ask you, is video marketing actually going to mirror the industrial age, because that's where people are going to start making money? And the internet, to me, is just starting to be in its infant stages. So is video marketing going to be kind of like the industrial revolution, where people can make money selling things with videos?
I think so. I mean, it's kind of, you know, in a transition where it was a newspaper, and people read, and then television came out, and everyone, you know, was like, ooh, look at that, commercials. And then, of course, we have QVC, which was infomercials. And so it's been just a natural progression. But with the Internet, what was lacking on the Internet was there was no connection to it. So people would write something, per se, but it wasn't that instantaneous quickness that we've come to expect from being on the Internet, that instant gratification. And video answers that, because in a way, you know, you can do a 30-second video and really show someone, and you can appeal to all of their senses in a short amount of time, so they can see you, they can hear you, you can create emotion and all of that, and they don't have to do any work. That's the nice part about it, is your viewers just sit back and relax, and you can just connect with them with your videos.
And you know, you said something in there, they can watch it and the emotion, but it gets the visual and the emotional and all the senses involved, where reading does not do that. But when it's a visual, they can get all their senses involved. And that has a lot to do with the way people buy and the way people expand their life, don't you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a very highly visual person. And so with a video, you can create your videos in a way that it will appeal to the different personality types. So if someone is visual or kinesthetic or auditory, you can reach all of those different audiences with your video using different techniques. So it really, it's an all-encompassing, I like to call it multi-purpose, because you can do so much with one video and reach different audiences that you couldn't have reached before.
Well, look at Justin Bieber if you don't think it works.
Yeah, absolutely. He actually got beat out by Gangnam Style.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how he actually got it started, with his mom and his YouTube video.
Yes, absolutely. And there's just been, you know, phenomenal, phenomenal videos out there. And it really, you know, when you think about it, you know, viral videos are a lot different than business videos. And most people don't realize that. And they, you know, often people call me all the time and say, hey, Jeff, I want to be the next viral YouTube video. Can you help me with that? And I'm like, you know, you could write me a check with lots and lots of zeros on the end, but there's no guarantee for a viral video. And the reason for that is, you know, a business video is planned and structured in a way that you are selling something and your end goal is, you know, to bring in a customer. Whereas if you look at the history of all the videos that have been viral, all of them have been something social. So it's kind of like reality TV. All the viral videos are a peek inside someone else's life. And it's a little bit different in that respect.
Well, yeah, and if it went viral in business, could you really handle it?
You know, and that's a really good question. There's been some experiments out there. There was one company, and I forget the name of the shoe company, but they did these viral videos, and they were really awesome. with guys who could run so fast they could run on water. And it actually looked like they were running on water. And so I got captivated by these videos, as did a lot of people, and these videos went viral. And as you went along, all of a sudden there was a bomb that was kind of dropped in the middle of it. Hey, it's these shoes that helped me run on water this fast. And, you know, right then and there, the trust, the credibility and all of that just kind of went away. You weren't in that, you know, rooting for the underdog kind of guy thing anymore. Now it became a corporation trying to sell you something, and the video, to me, lost its effect.
Well, yeah, running on water, that doesn't, anybody with common sense knows that doesn't work. But, Jessica, I was on your website, and you had something there that I think everybody should read. It's a blog about doing an inexpensive studio and what it takes. And it's on jessicabrace.com, and I'm going to get clicked over there. And if anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And ask Jessica questions about marketing. And she's also probably got some events coming up that will expand your video marketing in the future. But the setting up the green screen to me, because I got a background, but the green screen to me is the only way to go. Is that kind of true, or is that me looking short-sighted?
It really depends on what your objective is for your video. I mean, for the first-time person that's starting out, I usually recommend that they stay away from the green screen because it is extra editing on your end. And green screen is somewhat sensitive that you have to have the right lighting set up and have it lit in the proper way in order for the green part to be removed and replaced in the editing software. I personally do a lot of my videos with a solid white background because I like the look of the Mac look, shall we say, like the Mac commercials. And I think that's really classy and easy to do. Beginners usually work with a black background, a solid black background, because that's really easy to get your lighting. You can't mess up your lighting with that. It's very easy to do.
Okay, because I got mine, but I was reading about the lights, and all they are is a 500-watt halogen. And so being an electrician, I went out and bought some halogen work lights. They're about the same.
Yeah, and it really, you know, $5 at Home Depot, if you're on a budget, for $5 at Home Depot, you can buy one of those clamp-on lights and throw a bulb in it to point it on the floor, and you've got a great studio. It doesn't have to be all of the fancy, expensive lighting.
No, and see, I use my computer for mine because I like to sit there and stuff, but I realized when I made my last one, the dark. But getting the lighting right and getting it so people can see it and all this, that is kind of essential for it to go quite well across the YouTube.
It is. It really, a lot of people think that you need this expensive lighting equipment and you need this expensive camera and all of this fancy microphone and stuff. And as you mentioned on my blog, I do have a post there that you can set up a professional studio with the lighting, with the microphone, and everything that you need to do green screen for less than $500, including the camera with that, an HD camera. But, you know, it doesn't really have to be all of that stuff either. You can do a great video with your cell phone or with a webcam. I mean, I use a lot of my iPhone. Takes fantastic, fantastic videos. I have clients who are on a lower budget. They use an HD webcam. The Microsoft LifeCam is $50 at Walmart, and you can, do great video with that too. It really is more important for YouTube because YouTube is social, and a lot of people don't realize that. It's much more important that your message comes through in your video rather than the technical. So I always tell people, please don't get hung up on the technology and all of that stuff and making it fancy and all that, because YouTube is real. It's about being real people and making the real connection. So if you have a good message and a good story, that's going to connect you more with your audience. And if you do feel that you need to go out there and get equipment, my least amount of equipment that you can get away with would be a camera that has an external microphone jack. And the reason for that is that your audio is the most important part of your video. So if people can hear you clearly, but your video is a little out of focus or maybe the lighting isn't right, they're going to listen. But the second that your audio quality diminishes and people can't hear you clearly, they're going to go away and you're going to lose connection with your audience. So your audio is the most important part of any video.
And see, that's the thing. And see, you know, for beginners, we try to go out and do the professional rather than learn. And that's something I've really learned in marketing. It isn't the big stuff. Everybody knows it's the morsels of maturity that the person with the expertise has that really expand people's lives. And with a video, and I'm really starting to understand this in my coaching, the videos, but Jessica, if you could give a person the smallest tidbit when they're first beginning, what would that be?
Well, you know, I had a coach one time, and he was a very expensive coach. We'll just leave it at that. And I was working with him, and he said to me something that was worth every penny that I paid that man. And what he said to me was, Jessica, imperfect action will always get better results than perfect inaction.
It ain't that the way life is. Life is imperfect, and we try to make it perfect.
It really is. You know, if you setting yourself and you believe, which I know that you do, if you're out there in business and you believe in what you do, I mean, there's very few people out there who are truly motivated solely by money. Most entrepreneurs are out there because they love helping people and they love what they do. So if you connect with that and you just bring that on camera and let people know, you know, make that heart connection, what it is you truly want to convey in your message and who you want to help and who you want to reach out to, if that comes through on camera, then you don't need to do anything. You don't even need to sell anything because people are going to want to come to you. They're going to want to connect with you.
You know, the message of success to others will sell itself, don't you feel?
It really is. You know, all the time, it's just people say, you're so enthusiastic about what you do, I just had to come and see you. And, you know, I hear that a lot. And it's true. You know, we're attracted to people who shine so brightly. So if you just let your light shine and be your true, authentic self on camera, you don't need to be the newscaster with the desk and the fancy equipment, and you don't have to dress up like a Hollywood star and get a makeup artist and all that stuff. Just be. Just be you and let your true self come through. And that is what people are going to connect to. Because honestly, if you're being fake and you're not yourself, then you're going to attract people like that as well. And you're not going to be happy in your business because you're going to have a whole bunch of clients that aren't true, that aren't authentic, and they're not attracted to you. And it's just not going to work.
You know, you just said something in there. But if you try to live life as you, it takes a lot of the PU out of life, doesn't it? A lot of the stink?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, that's something I'm really starting to understand, especially in the world. There is a lot of people that want you to think where they're at, but when you watch them where they really are. So people are scared because they've been taught, they've been taken by the people that think they know. And then when somebody understands where they're going, they have a little trepidation because it ain't got all the fluff and stuff on it, don't you think? How do you feel about that, Jessica?
I do. I mean, it really, you know, and I myself have bought into things, and they're shiny objects. You know, they look all fab and glam on the outside, and then when you get it and you open the box, you're like, really? It's kind of like a Cracker Jack prize, you know, which is better. The prize or the Cracker Jacks that come in it, it's not quite what you expected that comes in the box. So it's really, you know, just trust your intuition. And that's what I tell a lot of people, is just really get within yourself and say, is this really for me? Is this really what I want to do? Is this really a good decision for me? People don't think, they're so caught up in the instant moment of buying and shopping and that instant gratification with all these promises and things, that I've seen so many entrepreneurs with the shiny object syndrome. And I'm guilty of it myself. In the past, you know, I had gone through, well, I want to learn this and I want to learn this and I want to learn this. And I would buy all these trainings and all these courses and all these books and all these things and have no money in my bank account. And then I never got to the courses. And it was just wasted time and wasted money.
And Jessica's website is jessicabrace.com. You can go to the contact page, and you can email her. You can do everything there, and you can go from there. But here's, and you know, you said something in there really profound for me anyway. And it's, when people really choose to do something, if they're going to do it for money, Jessica, they might as well stop and quit before they lose any money. Do you feel like that?
I do. I think that today's consumer, because there is so much out there and we're so bombarded, that they're more intuitive. So they know when something's up, and especially now with the internet, when you're in video, people actually feel your intention through the video. You know, we're not professional actors. We're entrepreneurs. We're business owners. So, you know, we're not putting on a show. We are who we are. And if you're there and you have the intention to sell it, have you ever been at a networking event and someone comes up to you and hands you their card and starts talking to you and asking you questions? You can feel that person, you know, that you can feel the person that's desperate for money. You can feel the person that's looking at you like you're a piece of meat or that you're a dollar sign. You just sense what the other person is feeling about you as well. And that comes through in your videos too. So it's really important that you focus on what it is that you really want to accomplish. And of course, everybody wants to sell and everybody wants that new customer. I mean, that's why we're in business, because we're here to grow our business. But it's deeper than that. It's all about what your true mission is and what the core is of your heart, about why you do what you do. And if you can bring that into your videos and into your message and get that out there, you will truly and truly be successful, because you will attract people who will be attracted to you.
You know, if you're in it with your head and your heart ain't playing, you're dead in the water. And, you know, I've really started to understand the body sells what you're doing. The head will get you in trouble, but the body language and the persona, or the vibration coming out of the body, will sell your business, your product, before anything else. And that's how I feel. How do you feel about that, Jessica?
I do. You know, and we all have what we call in the zone, where you're really feeling connected with what it is that you're doing and you're in this space. I mean, I've been at networking events where people have crossed the room just to come over to talk to me, and they don't even know what I do. They just come over and say, wow, I was just watching you, and you have such an amazing presence. I had to come over here and find out what it is that you do. And, you know, when you're in that zone and you truly let your light shine, people will just come to you. They want to be next to you. They want to be around you and have a little bit of what you have. And it's just natural. I've done it to other people. You know, I go to seminars and different events, and I'm attracted to certain people who have something, you know, that I would like to have as well. Something within them is something that attracts me, and I want to find out more about it. So if you can be that for someone else, you don't have to do any selling, and you don't have to worry about the money, because it will just happen.
And I'm going to be honest with all the listeners. I got to witness Jessica speak in Florida, and that was a very eye-opening and awakening thing. She's got a very astute stage presence, but she's also got a harmonizing demeanor and persona that will allow you to relax and open up and receive the wisdom she puts forth, and she puts forth a lot of wisdom. And also, Jessica, when you're really truly believing in what you're doing and believing, but more, when you understand what you're doing and how it expands people, doesn't the persona just really open up and allow people to relax when you're given a seminar? And that's a most important thing right there.
It really is. You know, it's all about just having fun. I mean, life is fun. That's, you know, we have this gift where we can enjoy things and do things and learn and expand our mind and grow. And the world is created out of, you know, limitless possibilities. I mean, you can do anything that you want to, be anything you want to, learn anything that you want to. All you have to do is ask and set the intention. And, you know, just relax within yourself. When you come to an event that I do, or, you know, we just have fun. And, you know, we take video, and a video is technical. And a lot of people, you know, do have a fear of being on camera. It seems, you know, maybe the camera itself or the permanence of it, or they feel that they're not good enough, or you know, I hear all kinds of stuff. Well, I need to lose 20 pounds before I come to your seminar. Or I'm waiting for my hair to grow longer. Or, I mean, all these reasons why, you know, on camera. But when it comes down to it, is that they are just uncertain. They're uncertain about what it is to be on that camera. So if I make them feel comfortable in that, that is my mission. My mission and my goal is to make these women and people who come to my events just feel comfortable with who they are and capture it on camera. And that's all there is.
You know, this is something I understand. If you're waiting for a physical something to happen to do that, you're never going to go, because the physical expansion, contraction, whatever, the physical looking better will not happen until you engage in that camera the first time, because you don't have an image of you in the front of the camera. And that's something I really start to understand even in my subconscious mind, Jessica, and I really expanded into this. It's the image of the dream that scares the people, because they have no image or nothing to tie to it. And that's where the fears lie. Isn't that the same as in marketing, in video marketing? They don't have an image of themselves in the camera, only a predisposed idea. Isn't that really what holds them back, do you feel?
It is. You know, a lot of it is that preconceived notion that video is, you know, the Hollywood movie set. It is the television newscaster desk, and they see themselves in that. Well, I'm not good enough for that. I'm not a newscaster. I'm not, you know, a Hollywood actress. I'm not a size zero and 6 feet tall. You know, they're not, they're seeing that as the perception of what it takes to be on camera. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. You can be extremely, extremely successful in your business, whether you have a worldwide business, nationwide, or even local. You know, just create videos and get it out there. We just launched a customer yesterday who does facials. And she was very nervous on camera. She wasn't sure it was the right thing to do, but she did it anyway because she knew that it was really going to help her business. We put her videos up on YouTube. We optimized them for her. Within 10 hours of us uploading those videos, she had 9 videos on the first page of Google and 13 videos on the first page of YouTube for the 3 keywords that she wanted to be found for.
And see, there you said something. It isn't so much the video or anything, it's the keywords and where you get it placed is where the video becomes, baby viral, we'll call it. How's that?
It is. It's creating your own virility in that, you know, you don't want to be found everywhere by everyone. You want to be found by the people who are looking specifically for what you have to offer. I mean, YouTube itself is one of the biggest video sites that there are online. It's enormous. YouTube has over 1 billion, that's with a B, billion unique visitors to their website every single month. That's enormous. So, you know, the general rule of marketing that everybody can understand completely is that if you want to be successful in marketing, you have to put your business where the eyeballs are. And YouTube is definitely where the eyeballs are. Google is definitely where the eyeballs are. And people don't realize that Google owns YouTube. And if you put a video and you rank that video well on Google, on YouTube, guess what? It also gets ranked on Google. So it's like a double bonus. So now you're putting your business out there in front of billions and billions of eyeballs who are searching for exactly what you have to offer. It's not for everybody that's out there. You don't want to reach a billion people. You want to reach, you know, if you're a local, like back to my client who does the facials, you know, if she could reach 100 people a month and, you know, 20% of those people that watched her video actually came into her place and got facials on a regular basis, that's 20 new customers every month. And the compounding effect on that is an enormous value for her business. That is why I just get so crazy and so passionate about video marketing, because it's the leveler for the playing field against the big guys. It's allowing the small business owners to make a huge impact in their marketing with not a lot of effort. Just a couple videos done the right way with the right keywords can clearly and truly change your business.
You just said something right there, the big guy. Isn't it, to me, this is my own opinion, I want you to give me yours, the individual entrepreneur is going to bring the country and the world back to the wealth and success that we're used to. Because in the working world, it's diminishing. But it's going to take the individual entrepreneur, because we're almost got to begin again like the industrial age to me. It'll take the individual entrepreneur to bring this country back. How do you feel about that?
I agree 100%. I've always been an entrepreneur pretty much my whole life. I mean, I just knew as a kid, I was 5 years old. I had my own business at 5 years old selling seashells, and I would make $200 to $300 a day. So entrepreneur spirit has always been within me. But it comes down to, you know, where are people putting the dollars and where are they spending their dollars? There has been so much in the media about huge corporations and corruption and greed and all of that, that, you know, corporations used to be the trusted entities, the ones that would give you the pension, the ones that you would work at your whole life and give you safety and security. And that doesn't exist anymore. So people are looking at corporations more in a different way than they used to. But now you have, hey, I need this done or I need that done. Who do you go to? You go to the guy that you know, like, and trust. If you don't trust corporations, who are you going to look for? You're going to ask your neighbor, hey, that guy down the street, yeah, he's a financial planner. Don't go to those big guys. You know, go to Bob down the street. He's going to help you out. He has his own little business. And that is where people are becoming more aware of where they spend their money and where it's going to, and they want to support people that are around them that they know. And corporations are just so big that, you know, it's not something that's personal, and there's no connection to them.
And, you know, corporations have lost their sense of community.
Yes.
And family. The whole country, to me, has lost their sense of family. Even, I'm a union electrician, we really lost it. But the website is jessicabrace.com. You can go on there, and they got the home about events, blog, news, contact, and giving back. And I wanted to ask you, do you have any events coming up, Jessica, that the world could expand their life with?
I actually have an event coming up in January. If you go to my website at jessicabrace.com, there's an opt-in form there, and you can opt into my list, and you'll get my schedule. But honestly, Rod, the next month, October, November, I am on the road speaking at several events. It's actually, I was just going over my schedule today. I'm going on a speaking tour, and we're in the middle of a book launch right now. So things are pretty hectic for that. So I don't have any of my events coming up because I'm so busy speaking at other people's events.
Well, that's a good thing. But when is that January event?
We're looking at January 14th right now, and it will be in Florida. And we're deciding on a date and a location for that. And what we're doing is we're creating an event to kick off the new year, and we're going to teach people all in a three-day event. You'll come in, and we'll have you start with your YouTube. We'll teach you how to do video, and by the end of that weekend, you will have a video that will be up and ranked by the end of those 3 days.
Well, I've got to be in Florida the 17th to the 3rd of February, so if everything works out right, I might be there a lot longer.
Well, awesome. It'll be good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Anyway, and the website's Jessica Brace, and please, if you're going to market videos, get some information, because something I've learned myself, it takes a second party to make you successful and a whole bunch more, but you always got to get the morsels from somebody that understands. So we're down to 60 seconds, Jessica. If you could give the person one thing to start and one thing to expand their business all at once, what would that be?
You know, it's a quote that I say all the time, and I talk about it a lot. And just get out there and do it afraid, but just do it.
And, you know, that's the thing. You can't screw up. You can't. If you don't do it, there's no screw-ups. And if you don't screw up, you ain't learning.
Exactly.
That's my motto. And I know how to do the second part, but I'm fun with it because I'm choosing not to be perfect. And ain't that the biggest failure, is trying to be perfect?
It is, because there isn't really such a thing, you know. I mean, I've worked with celebrities and speakers and different people in my studio, and, you know, we're all real. We're all human, and I think the people that are the most successful are the people who have learned how to just be.
Yeah, because if you can get – here's something I learned. If you can get 5% of the world to look at your video, that's 175 million people. And if you can get of grown-ups. And if you get them all to send you $100, that's $17.5 billion. So who cares about the other 95%?
Yep, it's all good. Be in that top 5%.
Anyway, Jessica, it's been an honor and a privilege. The website is jessicabrace.com. She may have an event in January. She's going to be speaking around the country. Find out where she's speaking. Go expand your wisdom and energize your enterprising wise to Walson's. Walson Sapient every day. Anyway, Walson Success every day. Anyway, Jessica, thank you and thank all the listeners. I thank all the listeners for being here, and everybody have a good night. We'll see you next Tuesday with Christine Cargoni, and we're going to talk about money. And thank you again, Jessica, and all the listeners.